In our previous episodes, we talked about the possibility of Mashiach coming on Shabbos. One of the reasons that Mashiach possibly can't come on Shabbos is because there's a prohibition of us traveling outside city limits. It's called Tchumen in Hebrew, freely translated scrimmages. That is to say, even if one doesn't use a prohibited method of travel, one is not permitted to go outside of a settled area. 2,000 amot is a rabbinic limit. Yud Beis Mil, a much larger area, is actually biblical, according to most of the Rishonim. And so if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Erevin that we talked about in our previous episodes, the Gemara says, Misafkele, im yesh tchumen, oy ein tchumen. The question is whether there is the concept of tchumen, this prohibition of traveling outside city limits, l'mayla me'asara, if one is kind of in the atmosphere, which indicates that Mashiach would be coming from a heavenly place. Truth be told, when you look in Rashi, it's clearly speaking about Eliyahu HaNavi. However, the Rambam, in the Laws of Nazirus, Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter, which we discussed in our previous episodes, in the commentary of the Kesef Mishnah, he states clearly that on Shabbatot and Yovim Tovim, the question, the issue, is whether we have a situation of Tchumen. What could this mean? So it seems that in addition to the possibility of Tchumen higher than 10 Tfachim or atmospheric, there may be an actual issue of Tchumen for Mashiach to be able to travel on the day he comes. And that makes Shabbos problematic. According to the commentary of the Keren Oira in Mesechet Nazir, in the 9th chapter, on page 66, he seems to clearly state that according to the Rambam, who rules that Mashiach would come from amongst us, the issue of Tchumen would be that Mashiach has to travel to Beis Din HaGadol, and he might be outside the Tchum. The Rebbe, in a letter he authored in the summer of 1947, elaborates. He says that ultimately, Mashiach is going to first report to the Beis Din HaGadol that will reconvene in the city of Tiberias, in Tiberia. From there, Mashiach will have to bring the war of Gog and Magog, the final battle before the redemption, to its successful conclusion. And that will take place, according to the prophet Ezekiel, on Har Yisrael, the mountains of Yisrael, which are far away from Tiberia. Or according to the prophet Zechariah, in the area, the hills just around Yerushalayim. At any rate, the Rebbe says, this would clearly constitute an issue of Tchumen, for the only way for Mashiach to come from one place to the other on the same day would be if he had some kind of miraculous mode of travel, namely, L'mayla me'asara, in the atmosphere. The truth is, we don't know. And it certainly is possible that Mashiach will come on Shabbos. The Rebbe spoke about this many times, and of course, when Mashiach will come on Shabbos, we'll be able to ask him how that worked out. The main thing is, Mashiach should finally come.